If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I pray that you do. Open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, and you're right there. Praise God. No, he forgot where he put his Bible. He was looking for his place where he was sitting. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, one of the things I was looking at and what the Lord's speaking to my heart about, if we truly look and realize and recognize the time and the season we're in, that everything that's written in the Word of God for our benefit, and we could either learn from it or have to go through some things ourselves. I don't know about you, but I would rather learn from someone else's experience. Hallelujah. And if I don't learn through someone else's experience, I sometimes have to go through things myself. And then I say, well, Lord, why do I have to go through that? And if you recognize that all things are working together for the good, because God loves you, because you're called according to his purpose. So I don't know about you, but I want to be a quick learner. And I was looking at that in the prophet Isaiah, and in Isaiah 35, verse number 10. You can just write this down. I'll get into our text in a minute. He said, "And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Amen. You know, when I was looking at that and I was meditating upon that, the Lord says to me, it's all in a matter of the way you look at everything that you go through in life. You can choose to look for a positive in everything, or you can choose to focus on the negative. Amen. But the problem is when we focus on the negative is what overwhelms us and steals our faith. Amen. And the Lord said, was speaking to my heart. He said, many children of God, they get to the starting line, but they never start the race. They never start running the race. And if they never run the race, they'll never finish the course. Amen. Amen. And so many are just sitting and waiting on the starting line. And there's not many people, if you look at an Olympic contest, you're not getting an award for not starting the race. You're not going to just sit there at the starting line and receive something. So what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, he was speaking to me in Luke chapter 17, verse number 11. He says, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off." In other words, there was laws that they couldn't come near to him. "And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go shew yourselves unto the priests.'" But wait a minute. "And it came to pass as they went." And what the Lord is speaking to my heart about is sometimes we're expecting things from God, and God says, take a step, and we're not going to get what we're looking for from the God until we take that step of faith. And as we take that step of faith and we start moving, then all of a sudden things start to take place. And the Bible says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, 'Where were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, Go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. And the question, that this morning's message, there's a question. Where are the nine? We're going to look at the ungrateful, the unfaithful, and the unfinished. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration? Because I believe God wants to say something to every heart and every life, and God doesn't want to leave anybody out. Amen? Can we repeat after me? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Lord, we're grateful today that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Not only in this sanctuary, but on the website also, Father God. So, Father, speak through me today, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you and not from me. May the words that go forth in this house today bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. And when all is said and all is done and all is complete, all glory and all honor and all praise will be unto you. So just have your way in our hearts and lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about in this illustration that God gave us of the 10 lepers that were cleansed. There was, what about, where are the nine? They were ungrateful. They were ungrateful. You know, if you look with me, you know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he says, in everything, give thanks. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In other words, in everything, give thanks. In other words, there was one that returned to give thanks. Amen. And the nine took their healing, but there was a difference. There was only one that was made whole. Amen. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is, let's not be ungrateful. Let's not be ungrateful. And Psalm 68, verse number 18, the psalmist says this. He says, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. You know, I remember as a young man and when I took jobs and when I had a business and corporations and the employees, they always were looking at the benefit package, what you had to offer them, you know, the health insurance, the perks, okay? And God wants you to understand, as a child of God, you have many perks. You have many benefits, amen? He's got a great benefit package. Hey, there's no greater benefit than whosoever shall believe in his name shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I don't know about you. Everlasting life is quite a benefit. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't know how you can get any better than that. Amen. So he says to us in his word, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul says this. I love what the Apostle Paul, he's talking about in the nature of giving. I want to say something. I said it earlier. How many know you can't outgive God? How many know that God tells us to bring our offerings in, to bring our tithes in, to the storehouse, so there'll be room in my house, says the Lord. I trust God with everything I got, okay? I mean, you can't outgive God, okay? And I don't want to be a stingy man, amen? I'm blessed by my giving, amen? He says, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, together and running over. As you give, other men shall give unto your bosom. With the same measure you meet or give, it should be measured unto you. The reason I said that is we had an announcement for the leaders this morning. We have all these nice tomato plants that were given. And I would love to see us be givers and not just receivers. So since God has sowed a seed, amen, of tomato plants, let's go these tomatoes and especially these tomatoes and let's be a blessing to someone else. Amen. You know, God has called us to be a blessing. Well, Pastor, I don't have a plant. Well, it doesn't take much room to grow a tomato plant. Hey, you know you can grow a tomato plant in your window? Amen. You don't necessarily have to have a garden. Hallelujah. And you will still produce tomatoes. Amen. And you can still sow the tomatoes. Praise God. But the Apostle Paul said this. He said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And when I was thinking about that unspeakable gift, I was thinking about the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm grateful that God resides in you and I as his children, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And when I'm facing things in this world, with a grateful heart, I'm giving thanksgiving, even in the midst of the storm. You want to know something? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And when God sees you with an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of praise, all of a sudden blessings flow. And how many know you can't out-bless God, okay? God's blessings will flow to you and I in such a supernatural way. I don't want to be like the nine that were healed of leprosy but still died. There was one that was made whole, that was given life eternal. Amen. The others only had temporary healing. That one was given eternal healing. Amen. God gives us these illustrations, and sometimes we miss the simplest things that are in front of us. But the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul, you know something, I've shared with you before, I was in the corporate business in pre-Christ. Well, I wasn't pre-Christ because I was raised in Christ. My dad was a preacher. My granddaddy was a preacher. I was in church every time the church doors was open. We used to go to church every night of the week, just not Mondays and Wednesdays, Sundays and Wednesdays. There was always something going on at the church, okay? So we were there all the time. Amen. But he gives us the victory. Victory. Amen. And the reason I'm saying this, it's all about an attitude. Now, if I'm going to do in a competition, let's say I'm going to be in a competition, and let's say that we're going to play one-on-one. We're going to get one-on-one. We're going to place a ball together, okay? And we're going to stand up against one-on-one. If I have the attitude that I can't make the basket or if I can't go around you, guess what? I'm not going to make the basket and I'm not going to go around you. Because the Bible says without vision, people perish. I got to see the victory and then walk into it. Amen. Amen. In other words, God wants us to get a hold of something that we can step into. You know, I'm not just going to fight for victory. I'm stepping into victory because what's already been done for me at the cross of Calvary. When Jesus said it was finished and complete, the battle's already been won. I've got to get the mindset of a winner in Christ Jesus. I got to get that winning attitude. Amen? Amen. How many know that the adversary is trying to always cast a losing attitude? You can't fight this fight. You can't win this battle. That's when all of a sudden you got to remind yourself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. What am I speaking? There's life and death and the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Amen. In other words, what God is saying to us, it says, we got to put this word to work. He says in verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that's 1 Corinthians 15:57. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yeah, you know, you can say, Pastor, well, I love the Lord. Well, that's great. I love the Lord too. But faith without works is dead being alone. You show me your faith, and I'll show you my works. Amen. In other words, we're kingdom movers. Amen. We're just not talkers. We're doers. Okay? Actions speak louder than our words. Hallelujah. Faith without action is dead being alone. Amen. So what the Lord is saying to us, just like the Apostle Paul wrote to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Don't make me have to go back and start over. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul is writing to his student, Timothy. And when I'm looking at this, I just want you to get a hold of something when you're reading the Bible. The Word of God says, study to show yourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Apostle Paul is writing this letter to a student. So when you're reading this letter, how many are students of the gospel in here? So we're reading this letter, it's like Paul is writing it to you and I, amen? We got to take ownership in it, okay? We got to take it and receive it to become. The Apostle Paul said in verse number 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who have enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Amen? In other words, you can't be in the ministry if you're not faithful. Amen. Hello? In other words, you got to put the rubber to the road, you know? Amen. Amen? Amen? But when I was looking at this, he says, not just ungrateful, but also the unfaithful. The unfaithful. In verse number... Let's go to verse number 17. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. This is our text back in Luke 17, verse 17 and verse 18. He says, the unfaithful. Amen. So with that in mind, look with me in Isaiah chapter 60. This is probably one of my, do you have favorite scriptures? I guess I have too many favorite ones. Amen. I love Isaiah 60, verse number 1, where the one returned, which activated faith. It took faith because he was a stranger. He was an alien. Amen. He was a Gentile. Amen. He wasn't a Jew. All right. And the word of God says in verse number 1, he said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they that gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Amen. And you know, church, this is our season. I believe this is the church's season, the Gentile season. And then the trumpet's going to sound, and then it's the Jews' season. Amen. But this is our season, to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. So how many know that we live in a world that really you need to see something good? Hello? The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, and we're speaking again about the unfaithful. The nine didn't act on faith and come back and give thanks, but the one did. And the Apostle Paul says this in Romans 1:17. He said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." What is faith? The substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. If I saw them, I didn't have to have any faith for them. I'm talking in the natural. The Lord helps me. I don't know how he works with you, but the Lord really helps me, because God lets me see something in a vision that increases my faith to walk it out. Because he says, without vision, the people perish. He gives us something to look for. And sometimes I'm looking for this and looking for that. And if he showed me everything I was looking for, it would probably rock my world, and I'd probably get knocked off my horse. If I had to see everything that I was going to have to face. But his grace is sufficient for today. Amen. So we got to trust the Lord with all of our hearts. We got to lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we got to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our paths. The writer of in Hebrews 11:6, the word of God says this: "But without faith, it's impossible to please God." To please him. "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. And in other words, we're trusting the Lord. We're believing him. We're believing in his word. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the word of God is going forth to you today. So faith should be increasing in you and I, so that we can fight the good fight of faith, so that we lay a hold of eternal life. Amen. We're called, and we profess a good testimony before many witnesses. Amen. Amen. We're in this together. One thing I love about the Lord, he didn't call us as an island. He called us as a body, and we're in it together. Amen. We're our brothers and our sisters' helpers. Amen. It's a team effort. Amen. There's no one-man show. Amen. You know, I might just stand up here, and I might preach, and I might operate under an anointing that God's placed upon my life, but I need each and every one of you to fulfill what God called me to do. Amen. And guess what? Sometimes the storms in your life is what helps me grow also. I'm not calling forth any storms. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, if there wasn't any storms, I wasn't to test it. Amen. The only time you're really tested is when you go through a storm. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So we find that we have the nine were ungrateful. They were unfaithful. But God wants us to remind us they were unfinished. The unfinished. And verse number 19. "And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And when you study that out, the one was healed body, mind, soul, and spirit. Sozo healing. It was complete. Amen. Amen. I don't want to be like the nine that only gets healed for my diabetes.
That's right.
I want to be like the one that has eternal life, that's healed now and forever. Amen. I don't know about you, but everything I'm living in this life, man, I'm excited for the millennial reign on this earth with Christ Jesus. Amen. Because the Gentiles will reign with him for 1,000 years, the Bible says. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of excited about that season, that time, because this lifetime is just a vapor compared to the 1,000 years and compared to eternity. And then, of course, the new heavens and new earth comes down, and that's another preaching and teaching. But what he was speaking to my heart about is the unfinished. In Mark chapter 2, everybody still with me? Jesus said in verse 17, "They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Amen? In other words, God's called us to change our direction. Amen. The psalmist says in Psalms 41, I love what the psalmist says in Psalms 41:4. He said, "I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." You know, I don't know about you, but in my life, repenting is a daily experience. Hello? It's just like once and it's done, because even though I got the Spirit of God, I got the Spirit of Carl. And sometimes the Spirit of God is winning the battle, and sometimes the Spirit of Carl is winning the battle. Amen? So I got to constantly ask forgiveness. Amen? And when I was looking at that, I was reminded in Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 17. How many need healing in some place in their bodies? Come on, be real. Listen to what the Spirit of God says. Jeremiah said in verse 14, he said, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither ever desired the woeful day, thou knowest. That which came out of my lips was right before thee." And what the Lord is saying is life and death are in the power of the tongue, and God gives us his word. And the only thing that devil truly understands is the word of God. The only thing that he truly bows to is the word of God. He don't bow to no Carl Sly, but he bows to Christ Jesus that's in me and God's word. And he doesn't bow to you, but he bows to the word of God that's in you. Amen. And that's Jesus gave us the example that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So as we're looking at this, God is saying the nine were ungrateful. They were unfaithful. They were unfinished because they didn't give thanks to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. So in Philippians chapter 1, I love throwing the familiar scriptures in there. How many of you have familiar scriptures that you pray all the time because you've memorized them and you're praying, you use those scriptures all the time? Amen? Come on. Is it just me? Hallelujah. I love what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 1, verse number 6. He says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. God never starts something he doesn't finish. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And he who has begun a good work in you and I is faithful to bring it to fruition or completion to accomplish what God sent it to do. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get strengthened by the word of God. Amen. I'm ready to fight devils when I get into God's word. How many know that even when you're studying to show yourselves approved workmen that need not to be ashamed, you've got to rightly divide the word of truth because error can't deliver, only truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall say, it's the truth. Amen. So God gave us an example in these 10 lepers. All of them were cleansed from leprosy, but only one was made whole. Amen. And what he has said is the nine were ungrateful. They were unfaithful. They were unfinished, which made them, in closing, unfruitful. Amen. I'm getting out of the uns. I was in there praying a little while ago, and it's kind of amazing. I was saying, Lord, I got the un this. He says, you won't have the uns if you allow my Holy Spirit, you turn the un around and allow my spirit to be in you. I thought that was good. It got my attention. Amen. Don't you love it when the Lord takes just the simplest things and gives you revelation and understanding that to overcome all the odds, all you have to do is reverse it. You reverse the course by having Christ in you. Amen? Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? So in Colossians chapter 1, in closing, verse number 10. He said that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. God said, let's not be like the nine that were ungrateful, that were unfaithful, that remained unfinished, that kept them unfruitful, but to receive the fullness of what God has for each and every one of us. He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. And one of the things the Spirit of God constantly reminds me, nothing wasted. Nothing wasted. That everything I've been through is a learning experience. I can either learn from it or live in it. I don't know about you, but I'm trying my best to be a quick learner. You know, one of the things in my life, being transparent and open, I was one of the most stubborn people that you ever want to come across. And my stubbornness was keeping me in prison, was keeping me in bondage, was keeping me in chains, until I finally said, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Not the way that I want to do it, Father God. I want to do it your way, Father. And all he's saying to you and I today, we're in the last days. This isn't the time to be ungrateful. This isn't the time to be unfaithful. This isn't the time to be unfinished. This isn't the time to be unfruitful. But let Christ in you be manifested to a lost and dying world in need of a Savior. We have the answer for every problem, for every situation, for every circumstance. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We're grateful that you're sending your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life. There's many of us that have been like the nine. You've done so much for us. And we keep looking for the next thing without recognizing what you've already done and being grateful and thankful for it. Just like the nine, there was only one that came back to receive Jesus. And maybe you're here today and you're not in that place you need to be. And you feel knocking at your heart's door. And you know it's time to answer the call. If that is you, would you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I see their hand. You may put it down. I see their hand. You may put it down. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? I see their hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? Maybe you're here today and there's sickness or disease that continues to hold on to your body. Jesus has sent his word to set the captives free. So can we all just stand here in this atmosphere today? Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every heart and every life of every last one that's gathered here today. Your word declares that you know the plans that you have for them, plans for good, plans not for evil, plans to give them a hope and an expected end. For those that raise their hands first, Father God, that aren't in that position with you and that relationship they need to be, Father God, I pray even right now, Holy Spirit, minister to their hearts and their lives. The Spirit of God is in them. May the Spirit of God that's in them arise. In the name of Jesus, and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Take your body wherever you're, if you have a sickness in your body in some area, take your hand and place it upon that place in your body. God's word declares he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are made whole. So Father, right now, as you see your children, Father God, touching their bodies where they need healing, Father God, that you're touched with the feeling of their infirmities and with your stripes they are healed. I speak to every organ right now in the name of Jesus. I call organs to function as they were created. Hearts, I command you by the power and authority of Jesus' name to function and operate as you were created. I speak to blood pressure. I call it normal in Jesus' name. I speak to pancreases right now in the name of Jesus. I'm not asking, I'm commanding your pancreas to function and operate as it was created. I'm speaking to lungs right now in the name of Jesus. I speak lungs being strengthened in your power and your might. Kidneys, Father God. Livers, Father God. I speak to muscles right now, lower tendons, Father God. I speak to knees and the ankles, Father God, and the hips, Father God. I declare your people strengthened in your power and might. Will you return thanks? Will you give them thanks? Will you give them glory? Will you give them praise? Will you give them honor? Will you give them praise? Will you give them glory? Will you give them honor? Will you give them praise? Will you give them glory? Will you give them honor? As you step and you give them praise and glory, your manifestation will take place in your body. Your manifestation will take place. Step out in faith. Believe God in what he said. He is not a man that he should lie. He's spoken it. Believe it and act upon it. Hallelujah. If you couldn't move something, move it. If you couldn't bend a certain way, bend that way. If you couldn't just do something you couldn't do before. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Step it out. Walk it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands to heaven again? Lord, you said your word would never return unto you void. It will accomplish what you sent it to do. So we give you praise and we give you glory in this house for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah!